Masechtas Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn four halachas that all come out of one general rule. The Torah tells us to be mafresh truma for a kohen, ma'is rishon for a levi, and from that you give trumas ma'isah for a kohen. Ma'isah sheni goes up to Yerushalayim, and ma'isah ani is given to the poor. All these, the chiyuv is not while you cut, like Peah, rather when you do miruach, smoothing out the pile. Meaning after you finish doing the melacha, for example, potatoes, after they were put into sacks, they get sold as such, then the chayiv and chumas amaisis. When I tell you could go ahead and eat without chumas amaisis as long as there was no gemar malocha. Chazal will masak not to eat achilas kva without chumas amaisis, only achiris arai. Now, every fruit has a specific time when it's considered gemar malocha. Grain, the time for that gemar malocha is mishi yimarech, when you smooth out the pile. Like that was common in those days. After they cut the grain, they used to tie them up in bundles and they would dry them out in the fields. After they got dried out, they would thresh it, they would winnow it. After all that, they would make it into huge piles, and then they would, which is called a kri. After they finished making the pile, they would take a shovel, go over it, and smooth it out properly, make it like a little hat on the top, smooth it. That's the gemar of the malacha of wheat or any grain. From then on, yichayev and chumas amaisus, even for achilas arai. Now, we learned earlier that peah that the poor people take are patur from chumas amaisus, because it says to give it to the levi, ki'im lechelik v'nachal ibach, as opposed to lechel chicham peah, where the Levi also has permission to take from them, so it's not that Achayev and Trumas and Maisus. The Gemara Masechtas Baba Kama that Tzadi Dala brings down Loshan Abraisa, which says Peah, is the mitzvah is to give it Menhakama, meaning that the poor people should be the ones that are actually cutting it off. If he didn't give Menhakama, he should give from Natalish. If he went ahead and did Meriach, they should give Menhamruach. If he went ahead and he grounded, so the Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel that you should give from the flour. The Rambam adds that even if you already baked it into bread, you should give a 60th of Peah for the poor. Now, there's a big difference between pay that was given b'shaito versus pay that was given after meruach. The entire p'tur of chumas amaisis is only when it's given before meruach. Sai from when it's attached, which is l'chatchilo. Sai when it's detached, b'di'evit. But after meruach, where it already became chayiv and chumas amaisis, and of course, all the more so after you bake it into bread, the chayiv, the pay is also chayiv and chumas amaisis. So first you go ahead and take off pay of chumas amaisis, and then you give it to the poor man. But since the ani is not at fault that the balabais took so long to do it, therefore he has to pay the shear that the payer was before the Marfa Shumas Amaisus. Yerushalmi has brought down that if a poor person took tefillah from payer and he made for himself a kree on his own, he's chayav to be Marfa Shumas Amaisus because of Maris Ayin Medrabana. The Gemara says that Ilfa, that the Zochel Shin Abraisa, we know that Ilfa says the Zochel Shin Abraisa, Reb Chir, Reb Oishia, did not allude to in the Mishnah. And where do we find such a remnant in the Mishnah that if a person wasn't mafresh payah from the Kama, he's could be mafresh from a katzer? And if not, he could be mafresh afterwards. L'chayr, there's no such Mishnah mafreshes. But the first word in this Mishnah is the Makar. L'oilam. Meaning, say when you mafresh payah from a mechuber, like you're supposed to. Say if you delayed and you're taking it off from the Talish, who knows Mishnah payah, put on a maestros, achi yimareich. If he was delayed and he didn't give payah until after Mareich, he's still chayv and payah, but then they're not put from maestros anymore. If he wasn't mafresh, the Adni is not allowed to eat it, and he has to be mafresh to Mesamaisis. Agav, the Tana mentioned the chiluk between Kaid Meruach, La'ach Meruach, he's going to bring another three chalukim along these same lines. We know it's Mishum Hefker, Potter Menamaisis, till Mereach, Achim Mereach, to the Hefker for the Anim Rashim, it's Potter Menamaisis. As it says, of all Levi came the chiluk Menachal Imach, so Hefker, where the Levi doesn't have where the Levi does have chelik v'nachla, so to aser is called towards arecha, as opposed to hefker, which is not arecha. It's potter. This tour is only when it's the hefker is while it's attached or when it's detached before meruach. But after meruach, the mafker needs to write a sign that it's hefker and it's mechuyev in chumas amaisus since it was hefker after meruach. So to machla behemo v'lachay v'la'ufer is potter v'namaisus at chumreach. Just like Chazal said, you're allowed to eat achilus arei without chumas amaisus before meruach. They also said that you're allowed to give your animals to eat even achilus kva because achilus behemo bekva is like achilus odom in the arei. They're both potter from chumas amaisus before meruach because they were yet neschayev. After meruach, he's not allowed to give to his animal before he's machfir chumas amaisus. So to v'noitel menagurin v'zereya potter v'namaisus at chumreach. If he takes some of the seeds that he used and he wants it planted for the next year, he's not planning on eating it. So it's part of the Chumash Amaisis, as it says, Asa to Asa is called towards Arecha, V'achalto, as towards Hasada. So it's much more only this that you're going to eat, you have to take it from Maisa, not what you're going to use for planting. But if he does it, but if he already made it to a kri, it's chal on the kri of Trumas HaMaisis, even though he took it for planting, and his mechuyav Trumas first Trumas HaMaisis, divrei Rabbi Akiva. This halach is only with Rabbanon, as the Yishalmi says, Mesechtas Peyam and Atura, as long as you take it for planting, even after Miroches Potter, but Rabbanon Mesakim, the mechuyav Trumas HaMaisis. That is Shittas Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachomim hold that Zereya is chayav Trumas HaMaisis even before Miroch, because Rechayav Shal Hefzer Aniyim, if the Baal HaBayis is going to take the entire pile and plant it, so he's always going to be making money and he's going to always be able to sell it to Tzarek Zroyim, and he's going to totally be exempt from Trumas HaMaisis. The Ratunur says halach is not like a Riyakiva, Riyad Lachicham, that even before Miruach Yichayat Fi Masa Medirabana. Another halacha, Koin Valevi Shalachu Segerden, HaMaisis Shalahem Achi Mareach. Another halacha that's similar to the previous halachas, and this is similar to the, most similar to the first part of the Mishnah, the Ikachiv of giving Trumas HaMaisis is only by Yisrael, but a Koin Levi apart from giving for a Koin and Levi a different one. They have to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisis, but they themselves eat it. This is when they are the owners of the field, or when the Kohen and Levi come to buy from them grain before Meruach. Then they're not mechuyev to give after Trumas HaMaisis, but that they do the Meruach and they could separate and eat it themselves. As opposed to if they go ahead and they buy after already became into a pile and chayev and Trumas HaMaisis, they cannot keep the Trumas HaMaisis themselves, but the mechuyev are brought together to a different Kohen. Now the reason for this is, it's a complicated situation, but we're worried that there's going to be a deal made between the Yisrael and the Levi, or the Kohen, and it's going to end up being that the Ani is going to get robbed from this. I'm not going to get into the complicated case, but you can look in the Mefarshim. Says the Mishnah, Makdish of Poida, someone that's Makdish grain for Hegdish, and then he redeems it from the Gizba before the Gmar Malacha, Chayv HaMaisis, since the Gmar Malacha is done while it's in the Rishus of Yisrael, Hedyet, now Rishus Hegdish, Achi Marach HaGizbar, then the Chayv HaShubis HaMaisis happened in the hand of Hegdish, and says the Gancha Wadash and Bloid, the Gan Gavaya, therefore it's part of HaMaisis if he's going to redeem it from the Gizba after the Meruach. We're not worried that every person is going to come to Magdish and say to the Gizba that he should go ahead and he should do Meruach, nor should he be exempt from Shubis HaMaisis, because somebody that redeems from Hegdish needs to add anyways a fifth, so therefore he's not really gaining much by doing that, so too, who says the Gezbar is going to actually agree to such an arrangement? Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says, L'eschala pa'asot chol b'kitzrecho, and a peyah is not like other Trumas HaMaisis. The Trumas HaMaisis, you can go ahead and be mafresh from peyahs that you have in one section of Eretz Yisrael and a different section of Eretz Yisrael, and as long as they're from the same type of thing, they can go be mafresh from one for the other. As opposed to Mitzvah's peyah, it says, V'kutzechem b'kitzrecho, L'eschala pa'asot chol b'kitzrecho, sodcho, specifically to each soda has a separate peyah halacha. Now, there's 10 different types of things that could create a division in a field where they should be chayiv to take separately from each section of the field. And if he was mafresh and he was taya, he made a mistake and he was mafresh a big shear in one field based on both fields. If he says tam arezu peh, so it's considered as if he gave a 30th for this field alone and everything is peh laniyim. But if he says arezu peh, at kalas of the zoom, kalas of the shenis. So the last part of what he said is it doesn't work, and the rest of the tool that he's mafresh over here on the second field is not pay, and he can go ahead and take them home. As Yishalmi says, Hifrish pay misad lechavreta loy kitcha, and they're not exempt from Trumas HaMaisis. As opposed to if there's no hefsek in the field, even if it's a massive field, the size of Eretz Yisrael itself, and the payers can't even see each other from one end to the other, still an ol hikum mafresh pay once for the entire field. And obviously this is dafka when it's all one grain or one crop, because you can't be mafresh from one min onto the other. The Prichadosh writes a Gevalah Gechidosh in his Bayim Chaim on the Rambam, that not only when it's still standing, he can't be mafresh from one field onto the other, but even if he went ahead and he cut it before that fresh Peah, and he has a lot of different types of grains from, he has a lot of grains from different fields together in a silo, he cannot be mafresh Peah from one Ketir on another Ketir, even though they're all in one storehouse now. Chayro, if the same thing would be even if he baked it. So the only problem is, how do you know which grain is from what field? But anyways, it says in the Mishnah of Eilam Afsikin Lepeah that they should be considered two separate fields, and each one should be individually chayav and peah. Hanachal v'ashlulis, these are both streams of water that they used to have to irrigate their fields. One is a bigger stream, and one is just a little thing that he would pull water to get to different sections of the field. V'derech hayachid, which is wide 4 amos, so the person can go through with a horse and buggy. V'derech harabim, which is 16 amos wide. Yishalmi asks, what's the chiddush? And the Yishalmi answers, the chiddush is really for the next Mishnah. Shvil harabim is not 16 amos wide, but it's a wider place for path for people to walk through. Shvil hayachid, it's not dalet amos, but a person can go through. But this, in order for it to be shvil, it has to be kavu ubi moysek chamo and ubi moysek shomim. If they go then it's a hefsek. As opposed to if it's only for the summer months, it's not a hefsek. As opposed to when it has Dalad Amos that's considered a derech, not a shul, then even though if you only use it during one season, it's going to be a hefsek. V'habor, if you have a part of the field that's empty, he didn't plant it. Or v'hanir, he plowed it, but he didn't plant it. So they're also a hefsek for zorim. And it's going to include a chiddush that by trees, it's not mafsek, not only near, and even a boar is not mafsek, as we'll see in the next mishnayos. V'zera achar, if it's a different crop between the two, it's also a hefsek. Obviously, you have to make sure there's no chashash klayim, which we'll get to at a different opportunity. The Yerushalmi writes that these three, Bor, Nir, and Zera Acher, need a shear three rows in order for it to be a hefsik, which is a little bit more than about two amas. The tenth hefsik between the two is Vakertzik L'Shachas. This is actually dependent on a machlokes. If somebody grows part of his grain and he trims it before it reaches a third, like the Rashi says in Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, they used to do this in Shvat time to give it to the animals to eat, Mafsik to Vermeir, because the trimming L'Shachas, which didn't grow a third, is not considered a beginning of a harvesting, and therefore it's considered to two separate fields. And we're talking about where he didn't regrow that year, and therefore when the summer comes, he finds two half a fields, one on each side, and that's a hefsik. Such a trimming is considered for tchilas ketira. So then it's not a hefsik, just like when someone will start cutting his field in the middle of the field, and we don't say that it's chayav pay on this side and that side. So I think we mafsik many months in the middle, and from Shvat to Sivan, and big deal, and you leave one pay for the entire field. LMK Charesh. Then it's considered like a stay near, that we learned earlier, that it's a mafsik to kula alma. The Batanur says, Allah says, that if he did not plow, it's not mafsik.